Okay. Shkoch for the late. You know, just to it, I have a Brit at 10, so I'll get the Koropot, then I'll be waiting anyway. So let's see. Okay. We're coming to the end of the first aspect of Tila that we've spoken about here called Bitsur. And we saw nifflitical things. I've been thinking about it the whole week. What we learned here was we saw the three tefillahs, tefillah l'Moshe, tefillah l'David, tefillah l'Oni, and we saw that the tefillah l'Oni, somebody who is Sheva Leif, somebody who is Betza, that tefillah is more powerful. That tefillah has more koichas to open up and get to the Shara Shemayim than even tefillah l'Moshe. Those 515 tefillahs Moshe davened to come into Eretz Yisrael, which we have no idea what, using the Shema Mefeirash, we have no idea what we're talking about. But a year today, with Shova Leiv, who has a tzai, is a problem, he cries out to Hashem. That tefillah is more powerful, is a noyudikah thing. And then it's worth just repeating what he said here in the end, Agav. Said inside of Lama David, he said, Agav, nilmad mizeh ha'orin meira l'maisa. Shalokh l'maisa, there's an unbelievable ha'orin that comes out of this. And that is lizayeh bilonot ha'oni ulilalif es shiliboy. You have to be very careful not to tread on the toes, not to upset, not to insult somebody who is Sheva Leif, somebody who has this aspect of Oni. Come to Moshe Rabbeinu, Dover HaMelech, if you get them ruffled up the wrong way when they're dubbing against you, you're in a lot of trouble. Understand this, he says. You start upsetting somebody who's begetter, and most people today, by the way, at some point begetter, Shava Leiv, or davening at Tfilaloni. Everyone's overwhelmed with Torahs today. You have to be careful not to upset people. Maybe he'll daven against you, and who knows what can be. So that was a worthwhile warning for us just to remember as we take the next step forward. Zayin. The end of Sefer Avos Chesed, to the Chofetz Chaim, there's some good eitzes. The Sif Kotten Test Zayin, he says like this, Lizayeh she'apachat v'atzah v'achniyeh she'odem achniyeh s'atzim v'ayis tzorosu v'kanosu chas v'chilila. A person, when he's in a tzakono, when he's got problems, he has tzoros, so he's scared and he's in tzar and he humbles himself. He realizes he has a problem. He says a person when he's in that mode, kein yinag al atzmei afshu b'shalva. That's how a person should behave with himself even when things are good, when it's all tranquil and it's all peaceful. Even when a person's b'shalva, in relation to this aspect, how would you be dealing with Hashem now if you were in a Sukkono, you were based Torah? You wouldn't be b'shalva, you would be b'pachad, and then you would be... So what does this mean? That means I have to always be walking around drowning in tzar and pachad from Sukkonos. And what about, you know, b'tochen, we want to be yushuv adas, b'shalva, we want to be tranquil. Well, what's going on here? So he says, v'hina ika aloch azum of the reshus for Gemara b'Sanhedrin mem dalet. The passage from Eev, let's see what it means. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Loilam Yagdim Adam Tfile L'Tzara. Person should always daven before the Tzar. Don't wait for the Tzar to come and then start waking up. What are we going to do? Danach built the Teva before the rain came. Once it starts raining, it's a bit late to start building the Teva. You have to prepare for the rain before it rains. That's the very important thought. You build the taver before the rain comes. So too, yeah, you daven before the tzar comes. That's Rabbi Elazar giving you an eitzah there from the pasuk. Shil malo, like the Avram tefila the Torah bein beis el ubein ha'ay lo nishtaya. Ein sham. So the Gemara says you see that Avram davened before the Torah came. Remember, it's davar zeh husugula mikolas sugula is lenatzel mikol Torah. He says that it's the greatest treasure that we have to prevent ourselves and to save ourselves from all Torah. Well, what is Torah about? What is the Torah about? We saw in the non-finish here, we're dealing with that in depth at the moment and at length. It's to get a person's attention. It's to get him to daven. It's to get him to do tshuva. It's to get him to waking him up. The Torah is not there to mess you up. It's not there to break you. It's not there to crush you. So if the person does the tefillah and the tefillah before, then the Torah doesn't have to come. Al pi roiv kol ikim ataras atzoras v'esrim hem la'oires ha'odem le'tefillot techanoi. That's to arouse you to daven. Mavush b'chazalim yivomas. Ravotzeinu hayi okurim et mipnei shakolosh bochi is'ayv le'tefillosam. What did the avos, the imois, have the Torah of not being able to have children that were barren? Because Hashem wanted their tefillahs. V'im kein im yakim ha'odem. Doesn't mean you have to be walking around like you're drowning in sorrow and miserable and in pain. That means when you get up to daven like you're in the Torah already. Therefore, the Torah doesn't have to come. That means, let's just give a simple example. When there's money in the bank, it's very hard to daven for panosa. There's money in the bank. Yeah, I know for the next 2 months I need a sudam. So the davening for panosa doesn't. We daven for panosa, sure. No, nobody doesn't daven for panosa when he's got panosa. It doesn't have the same intensity as when a person doesn't know he's going to pay the mortgage tomorrow or today. He doesn't know. He doesn't know where his next loaf of bread's coming from. Is that a different quality of tefillah? The person, when he's b'shalva, he's got what he needs. He's not sick right now, Baruch Hashem. When he davens perufu, he's to daven perufu as if he were ill. I don't think the Chofetz Chaim needs you to be walking around drowning in pain and sorrow when everything's going well. When you're davening, daven is of the Torah's yar already. Don't wait for the Torah to come. And it could be, as he's explaining, that if a person will daven as if he's in Torah before the Torah comes, the Torah won't have to come because the goal of the Torah is to get you to daven. If you daven without the Torah, why do you need the Torah? You can get the kid to take out the pach without hitting him, then why hit him? You know what I'm saying? So that's the message here. That's the Gemara.
Rabbi, it's very hard to daven with that intensity that a person would daven if they're in tzar.
We never said it was going to be easy. We do what we can. No, that's why. It's very hard. It's one of the hardest things in the world. When we're in trouble, we always promise Hashem that when it gets better, everything will be okay. I'll maintain the same intensity of tefillah that I have now when I'm in sorrow. We always promise Hashem that. And for 2 or 3 days after the check comes, you feel, you know, you're doubling with the same intensity, and then it wears off. And then you need to get another patch. That's the story of the human condition. Nachon, nachon. But we try. It doesn't have to be in every aspect. Take one tefillah for a full, tefillah for whatever. So it's important to just at least be aware of this. That sometimes you can obviate the tzar, but if a person would arouse that for 30 seconds in Shmoneh Esrei, I promise you now, it's enormous. It's massive, massive. We don't have to do anything more than open a pinprick. Let's never ever move away from Tischelu Pesach Kechudosh Omachet. The Yetzirah wants us to deny that. He doesn't let us believe that that's true. You open a little pinprick. One moment. Well, there's a lot of exercises you can do though. Let's say you don't have the Torah right now. You don't have the problem. The check comes in every month. I call Beseda, yeah? But you have a next door neighbor who is the local kach, Beseda Etzlo. So when you're davening for Panosa, daven for him. Use his tzah. You're Menachem Avol. You're Menachem Avol. You're not sitting shiver. Everybody's fine by you. But he is there, so try and mitzdarif a bit of it in Bais and Chaveira and use that as a hizdamnut to daven. Rav Miller had another one. I'm using on the positive. Rav Miller used it on the negative. I don't mean negative meaning bad. I'm just saying the flip side of that was he had to thank Hashem for all the Torahs that everybody had that he never had. You thank Hashem that you don't have the Torah. Zegam prevents the Torah from coming. There's a lot of facets to this diamond, but it's important to bear this in mind. Amnam, haloshim shekosav lizaheh. It says lizaheh. The Gemara there says lizaheh. The person should be very careful about this. Because there's a danger here as well. Achreishim ufurush shezehi sibah letagiyat Torah, if they should palel. Once you've been warned and you've been told that the reason why the Torah comes is in order to get you to daven, means that shechasorah natfila mevi ita sekonah chas v'chelila. Comes out then that not davening, the lack of tefillah could bring the sukkana chas v'chelila. Aval b'shematim mitzad atzmo la'agish kilu kvar bolo ha'sukkana. The person already imagines for himself and feels for himself. Once again, we're not talking about walking around the whole day like this. We're talking about setting aside 30 seconds to meditate on this a little bit. Then he davens that it shouldn't come. Therefore, the Torah doesn't have to come. There's a Gemara. I can't remember the exact lashon Gemara. I heard this from a Noach. I said, if a person's got a mild headache, I'm using my own lashon because I don't remember exactly what the lashon was. If a person's got a mild headache, let him imagine that he's got a migraine. If he's got a migraine, let him imagine that his mum is bedridden. If he's bedridden, let him imagine that they're coming to take him out on the stretcher already. And while they're taking him out on the stretcher, let him think it's the Chevra Kedisha. It's always trying to imagine for self that the situation you're in is one step worse and then use that as a davening. Okay, so that requires meditation, that requires avoiding, you have to use your imagination. But when you ever, let's say a person starts getting a cold. Some say it's just a cold, people get colds, what's the problem? So how are you going to daven? You're not going to daven so hard to get rid of the cold. But when you have a cold, you imagine that you got Rachman El Tzana, a person's got pneumonia. Yeah, so then he davens a lot more serious. So when a person's got a cold, then he'll daven like he's got pneumonia. He won't have to get pneumonia. That's the Yitzodya. That Chazal speaks about, and that's a well-known klal. Again, it doesn't mean that you have to walk around feeling like you're ill and you're sick and you're about to die every second of the day, because a person can't live like that. Maybe there are people that do know how to box those emotions and live like that. We haven't got a clue how to live like that. We rochok from that. To be b'simcha and b'busha and b'pachar at the same time and be functional and normal and healthy, and I wouldn't even know what you're going through. We don't. We fall from that. But for 30 seconds during Shmona Esra while you're dubbing for Rufainu, to just imagine and to think and to that I think where the avoider Lamaisa is. Okay. Yes, varayved betomim dayim kuf pei dalet kosov chidish lalocha binen machleikas harishonim al tfilas b'kol loshem. It's a big machleikas harishonim about davening in any language. It's a big sugya. What you can say in what language, what you can't say in other languages, what you can only say in loshon kodesh. A big, big tumult, kriyashma. There are many, many, many aspects to the sugya. But there's arrived here on that sugya. He says like this, ulefia pircha ze eina noshim nishmois keshein mitpalalois beloshen loaz belot tibu. Women, when they daven, they're not heard when they daven in a foreign language without a tibu. Sheina melochim mevim if that kolosh bochum shum loshen be'oilam ki im loshen akoides shehem mevinim. The melochim only bring before a kolosh bochum Tfila in Loshna, don't start falling off your chairs. One second. Then we'll have to see what the halacha is. I'm just telling what the Ravid says. The Malachim only bring before Kodesh Baruch Hu a tefillah that was said in Loshna Kodesh, but in the Tzibu, Shesham Shechina Shreire, that's where the Shechina Shreire, it's also important to remember when you're diving in the Tzibu, there's a Shechina Shreire there. We tend to forget that as well sometimes, that Hashem also kind of comes to davening. There the Gemara in Sota is talking about this, and it says it's not a kasha. There where it says the Melachim, your tefillahs aren't heard when you're davening in laws, when you're davening b'yochid, and then it's talking about when you're davening b'tzibur. When someone's sick, we know the Shechina is there. The Gedolei Yisrael used to use this namlut when they were doing the mitzvah. Because cholim, they used to daven because the Shechina is there. It's a good time to ask for what you need. Don't start taking out your siddur and shochling in front of the guy's sick guy's bed. But it's a good time to ask for a request because the Shechina is there. We palel alav afilu b'loshen arami, hu adin l'loshen acher. And you can daven in any language, Aramaic or whatever. So we see that a yochid, when he davens in loshen, it happens in English, for example, or whatever, as a local kach moil. We pass him a locha that you can. I'm not going to go into the whole, this is arrive at the whole locha person has to know how you do that. Aval, the woman usually don't daven b'tzibu. The woman that were very makpid and still makpid to daven b'tzibu. Aval, I remember Rebbe Gershon Novitzatzal used to have a minion in his house, and the Rebbetzin used to stand in the kitchen and daven with a minion in the kitchen. After he was nifta, they carried on making a minion in the house so she could be mitzdarif, not mitzdarif to the minion, but that she could carry on davening with a minion in the house. So, they did for Aval, okay, fine. So what does he want from this private? What does the Machabi want from this private? Aval, he mit palalois bedamar betzaka al oino. As Einu Tzricha Shiyov Hu HaMalochim Es Tzilosan Lifnei HaMokam Shere Shire Dime Veshire Oina Lo Naloi. The Morning Baba Metzia says, if you're davening regil, you need the Malachim to take your tefillos to Hashem. Well, then you have to do it in a language that the Malachim understand, or you have to do it in a place where there's Shiva. But if you're davening a tefillah tzar and you're crying and shouting, you don't need the Malachim. Because the tefillah with tears of tzar, the gates will never lock, the Gemara there says in Baba Metzia, and therefore the tefillahs go straight to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't need the Malachim to help you. There you go straight in yourself. You don't need to speak to the gabbai. You just walk in and talk to the boss. That's the Moridika. Ha'ara, his Eirus to Davin Betzar. This bit that we're talking about. Betzar is you bypass the Malachim. Therefore, you can scream and shout in whatever language you want. You can say what you want, when you want, how you want. There we've mentioned this many times, the famous Maisa by Menashe. The Malachim didn't want Menashe's tefillahs to go up. They closed the Shaare Shamayim so that Menashe's tefillahs wouldn't go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they were outrageous in the extreme. And the Midrash says, "V'itpalal Hashem v'yatel lo melamed shamalochem hayimastamim hachaloynis berakia shelot ikanes tfilosa v'chosel laKodesh Baruch Hu harakia v'kibul tfilosa adkan l'shoina." The Malachim were closing all the firmaments, and the tefillahs wouldn't go up. He was having Loshon HaKodesh mistama Menashe. The Malachim understood his tefillah. That's why they were shutting the doors, because it's going to them like it was outrageous. Chutzpah Ozus, with Godol. What did Hashem do? He carved a side door. Opened up a side door, opened up the tefillahs, and the tefillahs went straight to Kodesh Baruch Hu and bypassed the Malachim because it was a tefillah from Tzar. And that's Menashe, who was the greatest Rosh. We're not talking about Tzadik Gadol. We're talking about Mamash, the biggest Rosh, who was making tainus to Hashem that were outrageous so much that the Malachim couldn't tolerate the chutzpah. But Hashem said, bring the tefillahs to me, and Hashem saved him. That's a big, big, big chizuk to remember. Because that's another thing we do. We think, who am I to daven to Hashem? I just did the survey, and now I've got to go talk to Hashem and ask him for help. Who am I ni lo yochol? Remember Menashe. Hashem wants you to daven to him, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what the situation is. About if you're not in tzar, at least use that koyach of tzar for the tefillahs. Okay, so that was Botzir. Botzir, we said, is kriya ba'es tzor. Bitzur is betzar. Now we're going to start with your permission, number two, which is Shoah. V'tal shavosom shavah. V'tal shavosom elelokim min ha'avda. Min ha'avoida, min ha'avoida. A simple translation, they cried out to Hashem from the avoider, from the hard labor they were in. How does he translate this in English? Just interesting, before we get a definition, ma'azi ba'glit. You have the
English. Yeah. Hysterical outcry.
What?
Hysterical outcry.
Hysterical cry. Oh, hysterical cry. Wow. Okay. That's like when your wife sees a mouse and she's standing on the dining room table. That's the hysterical cry. Okay. There's other examples, but that's just the one that came to mind right now. Okay. It's a tzaka, is a scream. Not just a little shout, it's a scream of a request for mercy. It's to ask for a kodesh from a kodesh baruch Hu with enormous strength for a person's pain, a person's suffering, a person's lacks. When you're a mashmu'ut shava, it appears to him that this shava has to be used. The correct time to use it is when you have a bakasha, you have a request that is a very, very big and bitter. It's not just stam asking. It's a bitter, hysterical, I think, is a really good word for this. It's a big, difficult, painful, bitter request. Not just stam a request. Hysteria. Oh, that's where they got it from. If you don't want to know what it is in Hebrew, it's called hysteria. In English, that's called hysterical. You wouldn't have guessed. Like the woman you see sometimes, they have a major tsar and they're unconsolable. Unconsolable in their crying and screaming. When you're hysterical, what do? You just screams and requests. It's not a cheshbon, careful. You've gone, you lost it. Hysterical. But you know, how do Chazal express what we call tefillah? It's a request for rachamim. Bakashas rachamim. The kain sloison vaison targumet filoson ubakashasom. The Kaddish recites sloison vaison. Sloison is tefillah. And Moisin is Bakashasom, requests. We call Malcolm, we call him Midrashim, Eno Nimnis Bakasha Bain Esel Ashonis Tfila. We don't see anywhere in all the Midrashim that Bakasha is one of the 10 Ashonis of Tfila. Interesting, you would think that request would be one of the, you know, one of the 10 Ashonis of Tfila, the Moisin. Barak Shava, Otsaka, Obitsur. Hysterical, screaming, the Tsar. Just a simple request. He's not mentioned anywhere. Isn't that interesting? Nowhere in the Rashonis of Tefillah do you have a what Chazal called Tefillah is Bakasha, a request. You don't see it anywhere. No stum requests in this business. So they're very, very interesting. But the truth is, because if you're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, And you're looking at life with a correct true perspective, you realize that the requests aren't just dumb requests. All the things we're doing in a moment of emes, what we're davening for, we realize the things that we're dealing with here are very, very choshuva, big things. They're not small things. These are awesome, unbelievably big things. And therefore, mainly, you can't just have a little request. When you're asking for big things, you don't say, please can I have $1 million, Dad? You know, no one blunders into the bank and says to the bank manager, please can you lend me $10 million? Why not? When you ask your father to give you a dollar, you say, Dad, please can I have a dollar? You don't have to get on your hands and knees and kiss his feet and come up with a whole, you know, presentation. But when the tefillah is big, when the request you're asking for is awesome, Then that requires more than just a please may I have a. Remember the kachen kol abakos yeshanam avakim kagon abakos al panosa. Meirihimod. Person's asking Hashem, please can I have panosa. It's not just please can I have panosa. That's awesome. That's massive. Shreyed a panosa mevi chatoy, because not having panosa brings a person to sin. We know when a person doesn't have panosa, he does things he would never dream of doing when he has panosa. People have got their backs against the wall. He starts doing dodgy things. Shlomo says you'll become poverty stricken and you'll start stealing and who knows what will happen. You'll manage if you have to eat dry bread. You'll manage. Aval chayves v'tashlumim shelo mashlimim meviim es ha'adam lidei gezel v'chilul Hashem. But a person's overwhelmed with chayves and he's got debts and you know what it's like, panosas unraveling your life. Then you come to all sorts of terrible avarice. You start borrowing from the grey shuk and you start doing this and you start, we know people like that. You got terrible that you can ruin your life from it. So panosas is not a small thing. Panosana, like a panosana, the dog got all my heart. You can come to ribis, you can come to machleikas, vod, in yonic shame, shoyal tachtis, first come mamas, land up in Gehenim. Because there's a lack of panosana. So we think panosana is no mamakach, you know, panosana, Hashem yazo. No, not even panosana. Shlomo Melech, as I'll tell you, is an awesome thing. Vechen bachash albonim, rechai netzach tluim bezeh. Who's the time to have children? He doesn't have children, Basada. What do you mean? His whole eternal existence is built, tell you on that. Or b'riyut haguf shekol avayda boyis tolu b'zeh. Illness, a person's sick. No, refuah shleima. What are you talking about? He's all avodas Hashem is taller on that. He can't come to daven. He can't learn. What are you talking about? These are massive things. The Rambam says this. Yes, a goof very v'sholem medarche Hashem hu sherei efshele yavin oyeida dover miyidias haboyir v'ruchaylat kan. Rambam says when a person's sick, he doesn't understand anything about the ways of Hashem. Umanu tak mi avodas Hashem lagamre. No, that's a small thing. Comes out that all the things we're davening for and we're requesting are big stuff, massive stuff. And the lack of these things are big and true and eternal. If a person has a panosa, no, he'll live 120 years without panosa, then he'll be fine in the next world. No, maybe not, because his lack of panosa is messing up his next world as well. There's a little bit of Gezel and a little bit of Ribis and a little bit of what he was doing. That's Netzach stuff. When we talk to Hashem and we're standing there, Emes Lamito, Reim Shabakoshus Kulam Hem Al Tzipu Nafshenu V'Chayenu La'ad. Those pillars, every single one of them, relate to our eternal, to the life, to the thing that we're working for and yearning for and living for. Therefore, when a person davens, he has to understand how important those davenings are, those bekoshes are. Okay, we'll pick up the next paragraph next week. It's a very important lesson. This. If there's a person who tells you, no, he's got this problem, he's not that problem. Now Hashem Yazon, off he goes. Hashem Yazon, off he goes. You're standing on the edge of a precipice here. Your life's mamash besukana. Again, I don't know if a person should walk around like this the whole day. I don't know if we have the capability to live normal, healthy, happy lives, walking around with this in our head the whole time. But at least when a person's saying Baruch Aleinu, he's davening for Panasa, he should realize the enormity of the event. And it won't just be a please can I have Panasa. It'll look like somebody who understands the enormity and the importance of please can I have Panasa will look very different and have a different aspect. And again, going back to Bitzu, if you'll daven with a correct perspective, that can prevent the sorrow from coming. Anyway, moiridika things in the sefer that one doesn't really know. And potechet anaim tzat a little bit to what's going on behind the surface. We spend a lot of time talking to Hashem and davening. It's important to know these yesodos. A big chesed he did for us by writing this sefer. Unbelievable. Okay, Rabbi, so have a wonderful Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos.
Besudas Tovus. Take good care.
Okay, thank you. Good Shabbos. Thank you.